Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, July 1st. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. If you have a product or service that is perfect for social media marketers, professional content creators, small business owners, or other social media agency people, I'd love to partner with you. Send me a direct message at Daniel Hill Media, mention that you're interested in sponsoring the show, and I will share our latest media kit with full demographic breakdowns of listeners and statistics. Send me a direct message at Daniel Hill Media. All right, let's get into today's news. The YouTube team has been hard at work, and they've added something I think is really interesting. It's called Search Profiles, and it brings together all your social media accounts in one central place that people can find. Additionally, the YouTube team has added music to posts, and we'll also hear from the YouTube team with some strategy about how to get started in YouTube Shorts. The Threads team has been working on improving live chats, and we'll hear from the head of Instagram explaining about whether or not you should take a post down when it's not performing well. Plus, after all that, I'll do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about a topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. The team at YouTube has been hard at work on new features, my favorite of which is something called Search Profiles, which builds a profile page of all your social media accounts and makes it searchable as part of Google. Here's Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team to explain.
Google is launching a new profile feature designed to help creators and publishers shape how we show up on Google Search. A search profile is a shareable, customizable page that brings together our YouTube channels, all of our social accounts, posts, and links all into one place. Once we've linked our accounts, we can customize our profiles by editing our photos and banner images, pinning our latest work, and adding important links like our websites or merch stores. Search profiles let brands and fans and collaborators learn more about us and our content and easily follow us to see more of our work. After fully editing our profiles, a visual snapshot of information called a knowledge panel may now appear when people search for us, displaying our name, latest posts, and a link to our search profiles. To be eligible, we have to have a public account with at least 100,000 followers on a single supported platform, Instagram, YouTube, or X. If we only have a public account on TikTok, we have to have at least 300,000 followers. If you want a profile, you can start setting it up by visiting creators.google/profile and clicking on Check Your Eligibility.
All right, I'm going to pause the video there. The rest of what he talks about is not that exciting. I really like this idea, though, of having a profile on Google that other people will be able to find. As he mentioned, you have to have either 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, 100,000 followers on Instagram, 100,000 followers on X, or 300,000 followers on TikTok. I don't qualify for any of those, but if you do, definitely look into this. I really like this concept. All right, let's move on to some other YouTube news. The team has added the ability to have music in posts. Here's a quick clip from the YouTube team.
You can now add popular licensed music to your posts. This update lets you pair up to 10 images with music, helping you tell dynamic, image-based stories and possibly reach new audiences in the Shorts feed. Try it out.
There are two other small pieces of YouTube news I want to mention. The first is you can now use their Omni AI model to generate AI footage, and you can now filter and search comments to find the ones that you want to reply to specifically. Here's the clips to explain.
You can now use Google's new Omni model when generating video clips in YouTube Shorts and YouTube Create. Videos generated with this update will have improved generation quality and can be up to 10 seconds long using a prompt and up to 3 reference images. We're making it even easier to find, manage, and respond to comments in YouTube Studio. When you visit your comments page, you will see a new search filter option, while the traditional exact match field is now labeled keywords. This tool will help you easily find and manage comments based on their broader subject or meaning, rather than just exact keywords. You can use your own words to search by topic, select suggested themes, or select any comment to instantly find similar comments. We hope this helps you quickly find and bulk moderate similar types of comments. Check out the links in the description to learn more.
I will link to the entire video in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. All right, now let's do a quick hit of Threads news. If you're not familiar, Threads has something called live chats, which are text-based chat conversations happening in real time around major events, often sports-related things. Live chats can now support up to 3 co-hosts, and to ensure that all the messages shared are appropriate, Hosts can long press to delete messages within a live chat. They're also allowing you to now post messages from live chat directly to your feed if you see a moment in the live chat that you want to share with your broader audience. The Threads team says, quote, "We're testing ways to make this as easy as possible." They also say that they are, quote, "rolling out translation in live chat and coming soon two other things, pinned messages in live chats and live chats on threads.com." So you could have it within your web browser, on your desktop or your laptop. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the YouTube team with some strategy on how to get started with YouTube Shorts and some ideas to make your content perform well. Additionally, we'll hear from the head of Instagram to explain if you have a video that flops, should you keep it up or take it down? Welcome back. Periodically on the show, I like to put content in that is a little bit more beginner level. And the reason I do that is because some people have not been listening to this show for the entire 8 years that I've been creating it. Some people started listening more recently. Some people started getting involved with social media a little bit more recently, or they want to be more involved with social media, and that's why they're listening to this show. In this clip from the YouTube team, they explain how to get started with YouTube Shorts and give you some ideas for content creation. Here's the clip.
What if the 30 seconds you just spent watching a short was a secret to unlocking your channel's growth? Here are five ways to find inspiration for your first YouTube short, from exploring trending audio to trying out templates. Let's get into it. Number one, remix. Creation doesn't happen in a vacuum. Often the best way to learn is by watching and then doing. When I'm watching my favorite videos, there's always a little voice in the back of my head talking through all the creative ways I could iterate on it. Maybe it's commentary, a response, a creative rendition, a remix. With YouTube Shorts, underneath an eligible video, there's a button that lets you do just that, and with a few options. You can use the sound from the video, which is great for dances, memes, and animation. There's Collab, which puts your content and the video together on the same screen. There's Green Screen, which turns the video into a backdrop for you to add your commentary or analysis to. And Cut, which allows you to use just a segment of the video with space for you to build on the discussion or just do your own thing. Tip 2, let trending audio be your guide. Ever had a song stuck in your head all day after scrolling shorts? That's not an accident, it's a clue. Instead of starting with a video idea, why not try starting with just a sound? Browse the audio library and listen to what's trending. The sound itself may spark an idea for a skit, a transition, or a story. To find a sound that inspires you, just tap Add Sound at the top of the Shorts camera and explore what's on the trending list. Number 3, explore using hashtags. Every community on YouTube has its own hashtags, whether it's hashtag booktube, hashtag cleanwithme, or hashtag learnonshorts. Tapping on these hashtags takes you to its pivot page, which is a gold mine of ideas. You can see what's popular in your niche and find formats that you can make your own. Number 4, use a template. Some days there's time for smooth and precise edits, but some days... Templates are perfect for beginners who are still learning how to pace their edits, or for anyone who just wants to create something great fast. The timing, the cuts, the music, it's all done for you, so you can focus on the fun part. When you see a short with a format you like, just look for the Use This Template button. Tap it and replace the clips with your own. Number 5, take your research more in depth on the YouTube blog. If you really want to stay ahead of the curve, go straight to the source. The official YouTube blog is constantly publishing articles on emerging trends, new features, and creator case studies. It's a great place to get a high-level view of what's happening on the platform so you can find your own unique way to join the conversation. Now, pick one of these tips, hit record, and post that first short.
I think that is a perfect 2-minute intro into getting started with short form content. I will link to that video in the show notes. And the last piece of strategy we're going to talk about, if you post a piece of content on Instagram and it flops, should you leave it or take it down and immediately repost it? Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
One question I get a lot is if you post something and it doesn't do well, should you delete it and then post it again? And the answer is no, you shouldn't. Because if you do, it'll probably do just like the first post did, because it's the same piece of content. And if anything, people who follow you might have seen both the first and the second version, and they're gonna be less likely to interact with the second version, so that might actually hurt your reach. So if it's not doing well, just sometimes it happens, let it sit, maybe it'll pick up later. In general, if you want to try trial reels, that's a great way to see how something does before you upgrade it to all your followers and to your profile. But deleting and reposting the same thing isn't something we're going to penalize you for, but it doesn't work, so I don't recommend doing it. Hopefully this helps. Peace.
I agree with his recommendation. If you've posted a piece of content and just a very small number of people have liked it, those people are probably huge fans of you and of what you do. If you take that content down and repost it, are they going to like it or comment on it a second time? I think that is unlikely, and that's why I would recommend leaving that piece of content up. To increase the reach of a piece of content that did not perform well, a couple of options might be to share it to your story, because some people only watch stories, and share it to your broadcast channel, because the people who have chosen to hear from you through the broadcast channel are also really big fans of you and what you do. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you want to hear me talk about a slightly different topic, stick around after the music.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency. But I got a lot of spam, just put in my work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk that there's a gym card in my hand. Don't have a full time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. There's a woman I follow on TikTok who posts videos about cybersecurity. And this week I saw she posted a video about a website that lets you type in any email address and find the breached passwords connected to that email address. When she first mentioned about this website, I immediately opened up a browser and I went to it. It's emailosint.org. I typed in the email address I use for signups, and lo and behold, my password was there. So I've changed my password, and I've also emailed the company, and I've asked for my email address to be removed from this website. I would suggest that you do the same. I'm going to link to this website in the show notes so you can check it out. It is definitely worth removing your email address from it through the link that I will also include in the show notes. But maybe if you want to have a little fun with a friend or a family member, you type their email address in and maybe you let them know, hey, I might have an idea what your password is. That's mean. Don't do that. Tell them to change their password because it's been breached. Okay, as always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know about.